Hey everyone, so we are here on Push Talk. Today is the 25th. I thought I forget today's the 25th. Knowing that, yesterday was Election Day. Big day in the state of Georgia for those who did not get out and vote. Please make sure you're registered because we do have runoffs coming up. I know we have a runoff in the Lieutenant Governor's race on the Democratic side where it looks like Congressman or former Congressman Kwanzaa Hall will be running against Charlie Bailey, and we have a runoff, I think, also in the Department of Labor, where it looks like William Boddy will be running off against Ms. Nicole Horn, who was on our show yesterday. But as much as I would love to talk about the election for the next 15 to 20 minutes, I won't have time to talk about the election because, as you guys know, we had a busy, busy day in America yesterday. But I wanted to kind of take a recap of three things that have happened recently that has shook me. We're going to start with Sandy Hook, so we'll click on this video first.
The worst grade school shooting in U.S. history, at least 27 dead, 20 children, 7 adults, including the principal. And the gunman killed himself.
Then I want to just look at what happened in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago.
It started around 2:30 Saturday afternoon in the parking lot of this Tops Friendly Market store in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo. The alleged shooter, wearing full body armor and tactical gear, targeting people of color.
And then finally, what happened yesterday in Buffalo?
The first emergency calls coming Tuesday morning, and they were horrific. An active shooter at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, just west of San Antonio.
The gunman made entry into the school and complete disregard for human life. Just an evil person started shooting kids, anybody that was in his way. Teachers had no regard for human life.
Authorities say 21 people killed, including 19 young students, little boys and girls, along with two of their teachers. More than a dozen others transported to nearby hospitals. Police say the gunman, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, unleashed his attack wearing some type of body armor and carrying a long gun.
So, I don't know. I'm highly torn between whether, I don't know. One of the things that's extremely important is that I think as a nation, we have gotten way too numb to these kind of events. I think that it's just become like normal to us for people to be lost to gun violence. And reality is that if you look at gun violence, we know in the streets of Chicago, people are killed every day in Chicago. People are killed every day in the city of Atlanta. People are killed every day in the city of Miami, LA. We can go through so many different places, and they sometimes don't get the national media because it's not a huge thing. But I think it's time to do some soul searching. I really think it's time that as a nation, we really look at our gun laws and see how we can make adjustments to make people feel more safe. Senator Murphy actually did a great, great speech on the floor last night. I wanted to play a bit of that before we go forward.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority, if your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing? What are we doing? Why are you here? These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day.
So this is one of the things that I am torn on, and I think I do agree with Senator Murphy on this. We need gun laws. It's crazy that I think that they have one bill that passed the House. I think it's H.R. 488 or 484 that literally said that that would change the rules to where in order to sell someone a weapon, you have to do a background check. And it has been stuck in the Senate now for months. And I'm confused on what would be the issue with running a background check. As you guys know, in the state of Georgia, we just actually passed legislation here, or we, not we, but the leaders that power that be, saying that a person no longer has to even have a carry permit to carry a weapon, that you're free to do so. So I have to ask a question to everybody, like, are we safe? Do you feel safe? I mean, we looked at Sandy Hook, where there was 20 students killed, 7 adults killed. We look at Buffalo last week, where there was 10 people killed going to the grocery store. Now we look at Texas, where we have, I think it's 19, or up to 19 now, 19 kids.
21, I think.
19 kids and 2 adults that were killed over in Texas. And the question has to be asked, when are we going to be bold enough to do something about it? When are we going to stand up and say that this is not okay, that we want our children to go to school and feel safe, we want our parents to go to church and feel safe, we want our friends and family to be able to go to the grocery store without having the fear of being killed. I think this is extremely important, and I know I'm not going to be on long today because I really don't have much to say about it. But I want you guys to follow us on Facebook. Later on today, we'll be releasing a statement within the next hour about our views on gun violence and what we feel like we need to do. But we're also going to be met with a few organizations today that are leading in this issue, and we plan on doing some events with them today. Not today, but we plan on doing some events with them in the near future to talk about gun violence, and we want all of you to be a part of it. But I want to encourage you guys, if you stand in able, I mean, for all of us, we're all one big community. I want you to challenge your elected officials. I want you to get out in your streets, and we have to protest to say that, yes, we want to protect the Second Amendment right. Yes, we want people to have the right to bear arms. We want people to do it in a way that's responsible. Because other countries, as President Biden said last night, other countries have people who have mental health issues. Other countries have people who go through things, but they're not going and shooting up a whole store, shooting up a whole school. So we have to start to deal with the reality. And I mentioned it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that America's at a point where I feel like we're soul searching. It's time for us to search the soul of our nation and who we are and who we're going to be going forward. And we have too much of this is going on. I mean, it's crazy that babies can't even go to school anymore without the fear of losing their life. So we want to just challenge you guys to just keep on watching, paying attention to our website. We're going to do another gun violence town hall. We're actually going to do a community violence town hall as well. So we want you guys to stay tuned in and stay linked into our Facebook, our website. And we'll be back tomorrow talking way more about the election tomorrow and talking way more about the shooting in Texas. But for today, take a moment to self-reflect. Take a moment to decompress. And take a moment to search your soul and see what type of country we want to leave the next generation. Because I hope it's not what we see today. Until tomorrow, be blessed.